It is always great to practice your shooting skills and shooting safety at a certified shooting range. David Sparks, Sportsman Spotlight. Hey, if you haven't done a lot of shooting, first-time visitors to a shooting range shouldn't be intimidated. Here's Fish and Game Information Officer Brian Pearson.
We put out this release to kind of give people, first-time shooters, an idea of what to expect out of these public shooting ranges. Some of the fundamentals, the way we outlined it was before you go, obviously, you should be aware of the shooting fundamentals. Before you head out, a hunter education course is a great way to get your firearm safety training. Encouraging first-time shooters to learn some of the basic commands they might hear on the range, including commence firing, cease fire, what the firing line is, whether the range is open or closed, kind of make them feel a little bit more comfortable before they head out. Each range kind of has a little bit of different rules, and it really helps to do some research beforehand and learn the specific rules of the range where you plan to go and shoot. A lot of times you can find those online. Want to find out beforehand if targets are provided or available for purchase at the range. Otherwise, you'll need to bring your own. It's not a bad idea to ask an experienced shooter to tag along with you, whether that's a family member or a friend. Asking someone who has the experience shooting at these public ranges to join you kind of gives you a little bit of an added comfort, and it's nice to have someone who knows what they're doing show you the ropes.
The key to enjoying firearms is safety and knowledge. David Sparks, Sportsman Spotlight.